coming up on episode number 692. It is an all-request night and some great stuff coming up. Covers of OMD, Edgar Winter, the Doobie Brothers, and a pseudo-cover of Mary Wells. All this, a drumming musically challenged with Tina coming up later. And more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is July 27th, 2010. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you the stuff that that you've emailed, that you've called in, that you've sent audio files via various means to request the songs that you want to hear, and I'm going to play them for you right here, right now. But I'm not playing right here, right now. Let's see here. Like I said, covers of Bruce Springsteen, OMD, coming up later on in the show. Tina's going to be by a little bit later on with some trivia, with some musically challenged. But let's go ahead and start things off with a request that's going out to a birthday boy. And his birthday is actually coming up in a couple days. Seabass, or Sebastian, longtime friend of myself and longtime friend of the show. He was actually there in Vegas for Coverville 500, made it all the way out there and watched Jonathan Colton and Natalie Gelman and Richard Cheese and Chance play. Great guy, and I still have the fanny pack that he bought me in Las Vegas to hold tickets and receipts and stuff like that for the people who attended. By the way, probably time to start thinking about 1,000, you know, if we're going to have to rent some big theater. Let's see if the Hollywood Bowl is available for Coverville 1000. Well, maybe that's thinking a little too big. Anyway, back to Sebastian. His birthday is coming up July 30th. He wanted to hear this one and couldn't get funkier than this. This is Laura Vain and the Vipertones from their self-titled album from last year with You Give Me What I Want.
Give me what I want, and I want Hey Brian, Sam from Wales here, and just wondering if you've got a cover of Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers. Be great if you have. Another show. See ya.
Nice. The Isley Brothers keeping that funk going with Listen to the Music, originally by the Doobie Brothers. My notes say that this was released in 1973. The version I got, though, from is from a re-release, a remastered version of 3+3, which just came out, last year. Really cool with Shout, Twist and Shout, It's Your Thing, That Lady, Who's That Lady, and... a cover of Summer Breeze. Very, very cool. Awesome cover there. Going out to Sam in Wales. Thank you, Sam, for suggesting that one. Before that, we started with some more funk. You Give Me What I Want by Laura Vane and the Vipertones from their self-titled album from last year. A cover of Etta James, and that is going out to Seabass. By the way, if you're a fan of Scott Johnson and the old Extra Life Radio, and who isn't really, then it would interest you to know that Rob Gobers, or Gebers, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, thanks to Scott, I'm not sure how that's pronounced, actually plays keyboards on that album. The guy who did the theme to the Extra Life Radio show is a keyboardist for Laura Vane and the Vipertones. Whole album is just as funky as that and is worth checking out. And you got to give it a listen, definitely. So again, that's going out to Seabass. Happy birthday, Sebastian, from me. All right, Coverville is sponsored tonight by Audible, audible.com. Check out a free audiobook just by going to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Now, normally I tell you, hey, you know, check out this book or check out that book or whatever. I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to tell you about something new that Audible has, and it's about time, but boy, for as long as they took to do this, they absolutely 100% did it right. They now have an iPhone app, an audible.com iPhone app that allows you to listen to all of your audio recordings. It allows you to download directly over Wi-Fi. So if you want to pick up a new book, a new audiobook, and you're somewhere where you've got Wi-Fi over your on your phone, and this works for iPhone, it works for Android. Let me see here. I think they've got one for BlackBerry as well. And not only that, they've got all these great things. Yeah, Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry smartphones. You can download directly over Wi-Fi. You get rewards. They have achievements in Audible. So if you listen over the weekend, bam, you get the Weekend Warrior achievement. If you listen late at night, you get the All-Nighter achievement. It's hilarious. You can also get your listening history, keep track of your listening habits, how many titles you've got in your library. Really, really robust app. And they could have just gone with like a little simple audio player, but no, they went full force and had just this great app. So Get the app for free, and then go try Audible for free. Get a free audiobook. See how many of those achievements you can get with your free audiobook just by going to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Check it out. Your book is free to keep whether or not you stay with the service or not. But like I say, your book that you get is free to keep. So absolutely check that out. audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. All right, let's get something on the air here for Bao from the Orange County, California area, from the OC. This is a really trippy cover, and one that you know, is not a cover in the truest sense of the word. However, there are a lot of covered elements, and you'll hear what I mean when you hear the song. It's very trippy. It's got kind of a Mazzy Star feel to it, which I love. It's a cover of My Guy by Mary Wells, wrapped in the shell of a song called Billie Holiday, and they'll spell it all out for you just in case you need them to do that. Here's War Paint from their 2009 album Exquisite Corpse with Billie Holiday.
B-I-L-L-I-H-O-L-I-D-A-Y.
Kim Fox with her cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. Going out to James, God, what can I tell you about that? She is from Manhattan. Her father was a 50s doo-wop singer from Norman Fox and the Rob Roys. And she's got kind of a, I don't know, maybe a PJ Harvey, Tori Amos kind of feel to her, except a little bit more accessible. Definitely love this album. The album is called Moon Hut. You can find it on a download service. You have to pick up the album. You can find used copies though on Amazon and wherever. But just so cool. And her voice is just so sweet. She actually had opera training from Vassar College, and couple that with some just brilliant lyric writing on the album, kind of XTC-esque, maybe Amy Mann-esque lyrics. Cynical and cool. I'm trying to remember, she had a single on there called I Want to Be a Witch, and I'm trying to remember where, if it was radio airplay or if it was used in a movie, but maybe somebody out there can help me out with that. Anyway, going out to James, I'm tired, maybe I'm done gushing about this one. Going out to James, that's Kim Fox from the album Moon Hut with her cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. Before that, a trippy version of Billie Holiday, or actually Billie Holiday, which contains within its walls cover of Mary Wells' My Guy. That is War Paint from their 2009 release, Exquisite Corpse. Before we get to the last set of music, I want to throw out some thank yous to some people who left some five-star ratings and reviews on iTunes. You know, you can't just leave a five-star rating, although that is very nice. If you throw a review on there, I give you a thank you and a shout-out on the show. So big thanks to Lockjaw. Said some nice words about the show. Wolfgang von Beck, who said that Coverville is best for leveling in World of Warcraft. Well, thank you very much for that. Argo C. And Spencer E., who credits Coverville for his or her introduction to Pomplamoose. So thank you for that. If you want to leave a rating on iTunes, just go to iTunes, look for Coverville, and then you'll see all the steps you need to leave a 5-star rating and review. You don't have to leave 5 stars. You can leave whatever you think it's worth, but I'll read your information if you say 5 stars or if you do 5 stars. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. This one is going out to Felicia, who wanted to hear some Nada Surf on the show. She's very disappointed that I haven't played a lot of Nada Surf on Coverville. And looking back, she's right. I mean, I've only played, let's see, I know I've played a couple of their tunes. Played their cover of The Clash's Clampdown on episode 598, and their cover of The Smiths' There Is a Light That Never Goes Out way back on show 470. Well, let's bring out another Nada Surf cover, and this one, like I said, going out to Felicia. Here's a cover of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD, their song If You Leave.
Thank you.
the Edgar Winter Group's Free Ride, covered there by Audio Adrenaline from their 1996 album Bloom. That one going out to Travis from Muskegon. great cover there. A lot of energy in Audio Adrenaline. I guess that is appropriate, seeing as their name is Audio Adrenaline. Before that, Not a Surf with their cover of If You Leave by OMD. They're a New York band who started out with a contract with a label in Spain and kind of got kicked off that way. Had a big hit in the 90s with a song called Popular and have managed to keep it going ever since. That is Not a Surf going out to Felicia. And that song, by the way, comes from Music from the O.C., Mix 2, Volume 2 of Music from the Orange County, or from the O.C. TV show from 2004. Well, Tina is in the house. I say that a lot. I don't know why I'm saying that every single time. Oh, Tristan's in the house, too. He's waving to make sure people know he's here as well. Hi, Tristan.
Hello.
He's eating his Cracker Jacks.
He is?
Not a lot of peanuts in Cracker Jacks anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I would say 90% popcorn, caramel popcorn, with just a few trace peanuts in the bottom of the bag.
Wow, so it's more caramel corn.
It's more caramel corn. It's more like a Fiddle Faddle. Wasn't Fiddle Faddle caramel corn?
I think that had more peanut.
Did that have more peanuts?
That was more like a peanut brittle sort of candy
bar. Oh, was
bar.
It? Okay. What was the one that was like Fiddle Faddle, but it was caramel corn?
I don't know. Maybe that is
it was Cracker Jack?
Totally. Yeah, it's Cracker
That's
Jack.
That's what I'm trying to remember. And boy, the prizes in Cracker Jack really gotten lame.
Well, they weren't that exciting to begin with.
When we were kids, man, you'd get a tattoo. You'd get a little plastic,
that was fun.
A little plastic prism that you could look through, like a little kaleidoscope thing. Yeah, he got a piece of paper with two holes on it and pictures of ants climbing up it, so you could put it on a pencil and it looks like ants are crawling up your pencil.
So what's the prize now?
That's what I'm saying. That's what he just got. Yeah,
that was
what was in his Cracker Jack box.
Well, it's not even a box, it's a bag now.
Or bag, Cracker Jack bag. Lame.
Yes.
Lame. They've chintzed out on the peanuts. They've chintzed out on the prizes.
Yeah.
And now they're not even putting it in a box.
Yep. True. Can't recycle that.
Might as well just call it quits, Cracker Jack. All right. Anything you want to talk about before we get into Musically Challenged? Any rants on your mind?
No, none on my mind.
When you're really good, they call you Cracker Jack. All right. Let's get to a Musically Challenged sent in by listener Dave, and me thinks it has something to do with drumming.
Go, Flash! That's Flash Medallion on drums.
Hello, Brian, Tina, Coverville listeners. This is Dave from Peoria, bringing you this week's Musically Challenged on Coverville. Let's just cut right to the chase. I'm doing something a little different this week. This week, I've got drum solos for you. Yep, I want to see how well you know those guys that beat the skins with sticks. Those famous pounding solos. How many can you guess? Let's find out. I've got 8 clips for you. I want you to tell me who's playing the drums. You can just give me the band name. I don't need the exact name of the drummer, but bonus points if you got that. And, of course, the name of the song. So, let's just jump without further ado right into number one. That was a pretty...
Is that Whiplash? Or no?
I know what you're saying. Wipeout.
Wipeout, yeah.
I don't think that's the Safaris. You know what? He said it was an easy one. Let's say that's the Safaris with Wipeout.
Okay.
Easy one. Here's number two.
I have no idea.
Number three.
Wow. It almost sounded like, whoops.
Devo.
Yes.
Whip it.
Very good, Tina. Yeah, I've got two keyboards going here, and one to type in my answers, another one that's controlling everything. Definitely Devo. I'm going to think that number two is possibly Adam and the Ants.
Okay.
Or Bow Wow Wow, one of those two.
Okay.
Four. Okay.
Oh, man.
That sounded familiar.
Very familiar.
Yeah.
Can't place it, though. All right.
Let's get a little harder now. Number five. remember.
I think that's Green Day.
Oh.
Doon 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 doon. Is that Trey Cool on drums?
I have no idea.
All right. Mike Dirnt. Maybe it's Mike Dirnt. I know it's Billy Joe Armstrong, Trey Cool, and Mike Dirnt are the members of Green Day, and I can't remember which one's the drummer.
I don't know.
Number six. Number seven.
Wow, man,
no
these are
idea.
Tough.
That one was, I have, yeah, it doesn't yeah. even sound familiar.
Let's say Sheila E. for that one.
All right. Okay.
And last but not
least. Wow.
I mean, I would almost say something like
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that really what you were thinking? Like, did
no, but okay. That's like the general area. I couldn't think like what, not Aerosmith, but like the Sammy Hagar,
Van Halen.
Van Halen. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, it could be Van Halen as well. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
At least a little bit of 80s nostalgia for those of you old enough to remember this. Number eight.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, you got that one.
Okay, do it again.
But not least, a little bit of 80s nostalgia. For those of you old enough to remember this, number eight. Okay.
I think I've got it anyway. Any guesses?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't think of it.
I think it's Herbie Hancock. With Rocket.
Okay, I was thinking like New Order.
Mm. Okay. Oh no, that goes do.
Oh shoot, okay.
Do, yeah.
All right,
let's listen to the answers and see how bad we did.
Hey, let's see how you did. If you need to, go back and review and you can pause right here. Alright, welcome back. Let's go ahead and play back number one. Yep, it's the Safari's Wipeout.
Good job, Tina.
Number two.
That sounds like a new version. I don't think that's the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know this one, too. It's Van Halen with Hot for Teacher.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Number three. Gotta love those 80s. It's Devo with Whip It. Number four, not really a drummer, but it's a drum machine. Yeah, it's the Digital Underground with the Humpty Dance.
So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to...
Number five, if you were listening a few episodes ago to the Green Day show, you've got this one. It's Long View by Green Day. Number six, getting a little trickier here. This is Roger Taylor with Queen doing Keep Yourself Alive.
You
I should have
totally...
absolutely have gotten that one,
oh,
yeah.
That's like a big thumbs down, Brian.
I think you even hear Freddie Mercury go, ow, in the middle
I
of that
know.
One,
well,
too.
You know what? George is probably like yelling at...
Probably, yes.
...at you right now.
He's taking away my... Queen cred.
Number seven.
Do you think you're better every day? All right.
Anyway. This is probably the hardest one. This is
it.
Primus playing John the Fisherman. One. And last but not least, yeah. If you were watching football in 1985, you've got this one. It's the Chicago Bears with the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh. reviews. I forgot about this. Oh, man.
My goodness.
I don't feel so bad guessing Herbie Hancock on that one.
No.
Oh, that was atrocious. All right. How many did we get, like, three? I think we got three.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow, out of eight. Oh, let's listen to the rest of this.
Oh, that was fun. So, how'd you do? I'm guessing you both probably got most, if not all, of those right. They were pretty popular songs for their day and age, and pretty heavy radio play, too. So, hope you had fun. I sure did. Because I know if there's one thing I like more than playing guitar, heck, it's beating on things with sticks and making really loud noise. On that note, this is Dave signing off, saying thanks for playing, Brian, Tina, and Coverville listeners.
That was kind of hard.
That was hard, but I loved that. The selections on there, good choices. And just the fact that we didn't get them doesn't mean that you shouldn't produce something like that in the future, just at that same difficulty level, because those were all ones we should have gotten, or at least six or seven out of the eight were ones we should have gotten. So,
a big specific one. We won't talk about that anymore.
Come on, that was like from their first album, and I'm not a big big first album fan of Queen. The self-titled album,
Yeah, but I liked you knew about, enough to like sing a little ditty there.
Yeah, well, that was because it was on the greatest hits, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, then no excuse.
Yeah, no excuse there either. I guess that just sealed my fate.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good job, Dave. Thank you very much for putting that one together. If you want to make a request or put a musically challenge together, I've got a few still in the hopper, so let's see. It's not a call out for like an emergency. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 of them in the hopper. So quite a few. But if you do want to put one together, please do. Email it or your requests or your suggestions or ideas to coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. You can also go there to become a Coverville citizen. We're getting close to the big 700. So if you want, it's getting close to your last chance to get the Coverville, this edition, I can't really call it the Coverville 600 t-shirts because they don't say Coverville 600 anywhere on them. They're the Burger King parody shirts. Mm-hmm. So once we hit 700, your chances to get those t-shirts disappears, and the new t-shirts come out, and the new DVDs come out, and all that stuff. So check out coverville.com if you want to become a citizen, or if you want to find out more about becoming a citizen or getting involved with Coverville. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of the show, and I don't know if I've got it queued up here as to what it's going to be. Possibly Rush. Looks like both Rush and Kate Bush have cover stories in the pipeline for the end of July, so I think that means it's going to have to be one of those two. Mystery. Which one will it be? Yes. I think I've done a Kate Bush show, so I think it might have to be Rush. I think there you go. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Until Thursday, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CACHEFLY, cachefly.com. By the way, Coverville, also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultrafeed. What? Yes, the Frogpants Studios Ultrafeed, which you can find at frogpants.com. We'll be right back.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.